Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Senate passes historic property tax cut. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Wyoming Senate has passed what leaders are calling the largest property tax cut in state history. According to Cowboy State Daily, Senate File 69, approved in a 23-8 vote, would slash property taxes by 50% without replacing lost revenue for local schools and governments. The bill now moves to the House, which passed its own version earlier this month. Senate President Beau Bightman says the measure delivers on promises to Wyoming voters. Supporters argue the cut will help residents struggling with rising home values, while opponents warn it could devastate local services and education funding. Senators debated local control, revenue shortfalls, and economic impacts. Despite concerns, the Senate rejected an amendment to backfill funding for communities. Senator Ogden Driscoll of Devil's Tower compared the backfill to socialism and said it would be an unsustainable path comparable to a state income tax. He believes taxpayers will learn their lesson in the next 2 years. Senator Eric Barlow of Gillette successfully passed an amendment allowing taxpayers to skip out on the exemption if they like. The bill now heads to the House for further debate. Wyoming Senate advances bill to crack down on suspicious drone activity. The Wyoming Senate is moving forward with a bill that would criminalize drone operators loitering over and photographing critical infrastructure. According to Cowboy State Daily, the bill, Senate File 132, sponsored by Senator Stacey Jones of Rock Springs, would allow local law enforcement to investigate or disable suspicious drones and even authorize the Wyoming National Guard to intervene. The bill follows reports of mysterious drone activity over key sites, including the Jim Bridger power plant. Sweetwater County deputies say they've encountered large, coordinated drones following them for miles with no known operator. Seven other Wyoming counties have reported suspicious drone sightings since last fall, three of them over energy infrastructure. Under the proposed law, first-time offenders would face up to 6 months in jail and a $2,500 fine, while repeat offenses would lead to felony charges and 2 years in prison. The bill includes protections for hobbyists and landowners flying over their own property. The measure passed committee with unanimous support and now heads to the full Senate for debate. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.